Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I've never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Welcome, everybody. It's 7 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show, Wednesday, November 8, 2016. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, is back in the air, trying to make it happen for you right here. It's Ron Kelly Show. It's on Blog Talk Radio. And I look funny on And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Mr. Ron Kelly's show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the blogtalkradio.com. The podcast is on Blog Talk, you know, it's on Spreaker as well as SoundCloud. Thank you, everybody. Almost forgot the Facebook. The returns and all. I know a lot of you sat up, too, and everybody's all shocked and amazed that Hillary Clinton lost. And now that Trump is the president, You know, I personally didn't think I was going to be saying that either, that Trump is the president, but Trump is the president. So I wouldn't be packing or moving to Canada or anything just yet. Oh, and by the way, incidentally, the Canadian information website went down last night because so many people were inquiring about at the Canadian, the information page for Canadian immigration. So I guess that meant that some people wanted to just move to Canada. All right, see, I'm all decked out. I got my National Museum of African American History and Culture, which I did attend. This is a original sport right in the gift shop of the museum in Washington, D.C. Yes, I was there. See that? Beautiful, right? So, all right, so check it out now. Now, I know a lot of y'all are all upset that Hillary Clinton lost, and everybody's all shocked and amazed, and people are talking about a stunning upset. You know, but it's not stunning that Hillary Clinton lost. Actually, it's not stunning. Shout out to Cornelius, Eddie, Charlene, all y'all out there. Love y'all. We're checking the Ron Kelly Show right now. Big boost in the ratings last week. I didn't even realize it. Big boost in the ratings. Now, it was on a podcast. I wasn't live on the air, but it got a huge boost in the ratings last week. You know, I had to take a little break from radio. I haven't been on here since last week. We got a huge boost last week. Thank you, everybody, who's checking out the Ron Kelly Show podcast. And you can check it out, too. The Ron Kelly Show podcast is on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. And it's also on Spreaker. And you can get the Ron Kelly Show, podcast on SoundCloud. Okay, so all right, let's get back to the election. Now, anybody, see, Hillary Clinton. You know, there's a sound rejection of Hillary Clinton yesterday. A sound rejection, didn't want to, right? And you know. See, and everybody had been saying for weeks and weeks Hillary had the electoral vote in the bag, but she didn't. She did not. Now, I know there's been lots of spin out there, and I was checking out Facebook and the Twitter sphere earlier today, and people are all upset about Hillary Clinton losing the election, and, you know, God help us now that Donald Trump is the president. But Donald Trump has sense. Now, he's not stupid. We have a constitution, and, you know, I'm not going back to Africa. I didn't come from Africa. I was born here in the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? I was born here in America, and they got my birth certificate. I can prove it, right? So I'm not going anywhere. And I don't think that the Mexicans and anybody else has to worry about going anywhere either. But here's the thing now, right? Hillary Clinton lost big time yesterday. Right now, she didn't get. I can't necessarily say big time, but she lost. Right. So here's what happened. Now, you know, I was watching in the Twitter sphere, tweeting, and being tweeted back to. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Kelly Show. I know a lot of folks on Facebook necessarily tweet. I love Twitter because nobody knows me. So if they follow me, they follow me because of what I said. It's not because they know me, and it's a great thing. Anyway, you know, I was watching the returns come in last night, and notes like I usually do. I'm a kind of a politics news type junkie, right? And as I watch the returns, you know, and I think that, well, let me put it like this. Early on, you can kind of see that Hillary was going to lose. You can see Hillary was going to lose early on in the, shortly after all the polls closed. I guess the polls were closing because they were closing across the country, so they were closing at different times. And I was a real little late last night, had to go to work afterward. But you can tell that Hillary Clinton was going to lose. You can tell. Because, you know, first of all, her running mate, Tim Kaine, bad choice. Tim Kaine was her running mate. He was the mayor of Richmond, Virginia. He was the governor of Virginia. And he's the sitting senator from Virginia. And Trump was just mopping the floor up with him in their own state. Now, that would have been highly embarrassing if Trump beat Hillary and Tim Kaine in Tim Kaine's home state. But, you know, eventually by the end of the night, by the time it happened, it was too late. But she did eke out a victory, you know, in Virginia. But anyway, you can tell that Hillary was going to lose, you know. Now, here we go. It wasn't that black people stayed home because so what? The black people, don't start with that we stayed home, that we let Hillary Clinton down. No, we didn't let Hillary Clinton down. Hillary Clinton let herself down. And I'm going to tell you why. Now, Hillary lost, right? So first of all, let's go through the motions here. Black people did not cause Hillary Clinton to lose, saying that we didn't come out and that's why she lost. There's not enough black people to cause anybody to win or lose. Let's get this straight. Obama won twice because of white people. He didn't win because of black people. I mean, 93% of us voted for Barack Obama, but so what? You know, we didn't stop Hillary Clinton from winning. So I don't want to hear that. Man, I went voted, and I voted for Hillary Clinton. And let me tell you something. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton because I wanted to. You know, I voted. My vote was more like an anti-Trump vote. You know, but there's a lot of people embrace Trump, and I'm going to tell you why. It's about 10 minutes past the hour. The show just came on. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Also, the podcast, don't forget, is on, Blog Talk Radio as well. And the other podcast is on Spreaker and also on SoundCloud. Okay? So Hillary Clinton, here's why Hillary Clinton lost. Hillary Clinton lost because she didn't offer us anything. She didn't offer anybody anything. I mean, see, you can't pull out the old dog and pony show with all these celebrities, Springsteen, you know, all the people that she brought out, Springsteen and Bon Jovi, Jay-Z, and Trump said, I don't need no Jay-Z to get big crowd, and he didn't. Jay-Z, Beyonce, all these people that Hillary trotted out, and she still lost. See, because Hillary Clinton didn't offer anybody anything. It was the same old type Democratic, and we're going to get more into that, too, as going on in the radio show here. It's the Ron Kelly radio program. Hillary Clinton didn't offer anybody anything. Yeah, I know about the FBI and all that stuff and get to that, because it hurt her, but even with that, she still should have won handily with all the money she spent and what she did, okay, because Hillary outspent Trump on everything. But she didn't offer, right, Cynthia Bird Green, thank you for watching. Jaletta, well, hey, what's up, Jaletta? Haven't seen you in a long time. Glad you're still out here doing your thing. Charlene, yeah, okay, now, all right, yeah, the FBI, You know, they talked about FBI Director James Comey, who came out. And we got to talk about that because I'm suspicious about that. I'm suspicious about that. But I don't know if you can lay that at Trump's feet because Trump didn't do that. Now, here's the biggest reason why Hillary Clinton lost. She lost because she didn't offer anybody anything. It was the same old tired Democratic song, the same old tired song, you know. And she didn't offer anybody anything, and she didn't energize the base like Barack Obama did 8 years ago or 4 years ago. See, Barack Obama, he didn't do nothing either. You know, to put it, you know, to shout out to the president, but he really didn't do that much for black people either, besides pardon a whole bunch of people who was in prison. But Hillary lost because she did not offer anybody anything. She didn't energize the base like Trump did. And let me tell you something. All of Trump's supporters are not racist. They're not all racist. I mean, yeah, there is some racial overtones in a lot of the people many of the people who supported him. Yeah, there is some racism there, but a lot of those people are just regular old people. You know, they're just regular folks who just wanted a change. And that's basically what they wanted. See, and Hillary didn't offer a change. You know, and I think that Tim Kaine was a bad choice, and Hillary was a bad candidate. She was a bad candidate because she had the email stuff. You know, she had, you know, they still bring the Monica Lewinsky stuff. 20 years later, they're still talking about Monica Lewinsky, and it's still affecting her. You had the emails. You had the FBI, which I'm going to talk about after we take the first break in about 6 minutes or so. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. You're not going to be able to hear the break, the commercials going on Facebook, but everybody who's listening to Ron Kelly Show on the blogtalkradio.com, you will be able to hear everything. All right. Now, Hillary lost because she didn't offer anybody nothing. This is why she lost. Because, you know, you can tell, you know, in her speeches, she didn't, and to me, she didn't resonate with me. Like, when Hillary would give a speech, she sounded like a robot. You know, and this is not kick Hillary Clinton's back in night or anything like that. But, you know, we these conspiracy theories that are coming out are just plain out and out wrong. You know, Hillary did not offer anything. Hillary did not offer anything new. Hillary didn't energize her base like Trump did. Now, you can say what you want to say about Trump. Yeah, he's an a-hole and all of this stuff, and he shouldn't be president. That's true. But people overlooked that because they were desperate for a change. They wanted a change. They wanted to get away from the politics the way they are. You know, and my show is about politics for the most part, and, you know, news talk and whatever else is going on in the world. And so I study politics. And Hillary Clinton didn't offer anybody anything. It was the same old tired song, you know. And she didn't do enough to resonate with people. And I know a lot of y'all out there heard Hillary Clinton's speeches. A lot of you heard. I'm not trying to kick in the Democrats or the Republicans. I think the two-party system is gone right now anyway. But Hillary Clinton's speeches, Hillary did not resonate with people. She sounded to me like a robot. You know, she didn't resonate with people. You didn't, you know, when Barack Obama makes a speech, everybody is like, you know, like ready to, you know, get up and dance when Barack Obama used to make a speech. Because Barack Obama this year wasn't the same Barack Obama that I was feeling in 2012. He wasn't the same Barack Obama that I was feeling in 2008 with his soaring speeches, how you floating out the room. I didn't sense that with Barack Obama this time when he was out there campaigning for Hillary Clinton. So, yeah, Hillary Clinton was a bad candidate because you got Michelle Obama, who's wildly popular. You had President Obama, who's enjoying some of the highest approval ratings that he's had in a long time, Barack Obama. And no, what's up, Cornelius, Councilman Gal, Dan Schreiber, Dan the Man, what's up, baby? Good to see you. No, see, don't go there that white America didn't want her because she was a woman. Don't go there. Y'all got to stop with this nonsense. Don't go there. It wasn't because And I want to address that, Corny. How are you, brother? It wasn't because she was a woman. She just was a bad candidate. She had too many flaws. She had too many things that people were able to attack. She had the email. First of all, she had the emails, right? Now, and I agree that the email, what she did with the emails wasn't a crime. I don't think it was a crime. I think that she made a mistake. Councilman Gal, how you doing, buddy? What Hillary did with the emails was a mistake. Okay, but see, instead of her just coming out and saying, "All right, look, everybody," and just looking the American public in the eye and saying, "Look, you know, this is what I did. I regret it." See, Hillary didn't really when she talked about it, she wasn't feeling it. She just kind of, you know, went through the motions, and she just had show no emotions and like, you know, just whatever, you know. And people didn't like that. Sorry about that, y'all. People didn't like that, you know. So what happened was, oh God, would you stop? Yeah, sorry about that, people. She didn't. People didn't like that, you know. But see, but she came out and when she talked about, see, she maybe she should have been a little bit more like Trump. Talked to people more. Maybe she should have came out and been a little more forceful. Maybe she should have been feeling it a little bit more. Nice to see you too, Councilman. All right, we'll take a quick. Somebody's trying to call me. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the road.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over. Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. What's up, Steve? Good to see you, Brad. Yeah, and back to Hillary Clinton. She wasn't the ideal candidate, but she wasn't a good candidate. Hillary Clinton was not a good candidate because here's what Trump did. Trump was able to find something to strike a nerve in the people who voted for him. You know, see, because Hillary Clinton did win the popular vote. So far, Hillary Clinton is ahead of Trump by a couple of 100,000 votes in the popular vote. See, but you have the popular vote, then you have the electoral votes, With the electoral votes, here's how that goes. with the electoral votes, most of the electoral votes are in the states with the most people. You know, see, so when Trump was winning this, when Trump was winning the states out in the Midwest with five electoral votes, four electoral votes, that was fine. But there are some states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, California, those highly populated states have the most electoral votes. And see, now what happened with Hillary? Now, Hillary was so bad, right, that all the states, these states that Hillary lost yesterday were the same states that Barack Obama won. Now, a black man can win the states, and then a white woman can turn around and lose them. I mean, she has to be a pretty bad candidate. So she lost Pennsylvania. She lost Ohio. She lost North Carolina. She lost all the states that Barack Obama had won. She lost all the states Barack Obama won in 2012. Lost. Allowed Trump, somebody who's never held an office or anything, who insulted just about every ethnic group and every species on the planet. And he still won. He still won. Because you know what? People didn't care. People didn't care about what Trump did. People were desperate for change. Because, you see, this, you know, party politics, I've been studying politics for years. I've had every, you know, when I lived in Passaic County, I had every politician you can name from Congressman Pascrell down on my radio show, councilman, to congressman. I even had Senator Menendez on the program one time. It was an accident. Like, he called in, so I took the call. But so I understand politics for the most part. And you know, and like I said a couple of weeks ago about politicians, you can't say you can't be in politics. You can't be an elected official and say you're not a politician. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Now, Hillary was just a bad candidate. She was a bad candidate. She had too many. She had an Achilles heel. She had too much going on. You know, she had Bill Clinton. See, Bill Clinton didn't shine this time, you know, like he's done in the past. And because the whole Clinton thing is getting old. And see, what you saw last night, what you saw in this election, rather, you saw the Bush dynasty go down in flames. And now the Clinton dynasty has gone down in flames because people are tired of these political dynasties. You had the Bushes and you had the Clintons. They're finished. Jeb Bush, when Jeb Bush lost the primaries, that's it for him. He can't run for anything else. And now that Hillary Clinton lost for the second time, she can't run for anything else because nobody else is going to put up $400 million for her to run a campaign when she lost in the primary against President Barack Obama. Then she lost again last night with Donald Trump. So Trump actually was just a better candidate. He was a better candidate. The Republicans have been trying to get the Rust Belt. And Rust Belt is the Midwest. That's what they call the Rust Belt. And the Republicans have been trying to get that for years. See, politics in America, for the most part, especially in the presidential elections, is dead. Is dead. Politics is dead. Political parties are dead right now. I mean, you still got the Democrats, but the Republican Party, Trump has blown it up, and the Republican Party will never be the way it was. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing because we've been, you know, dealing with this nonsense with these political parties for years. You got the party chairman, and you got a slate of candidates who are all Republicans, you got a slate of candidates who are all Democrats, and in some places it doesn't even matter who you put up there because the party chairman is so powerful that it doesn't even matter who you put up there. They can put a ham sandwich up there and they'll still win. So, because the party has the area on lockdown. You know, when I lived in Passaic County, the Democrats had the county on lockdown, and that was it. Okay, all right, Councilman. Yeah, so, you know, Trump, here's the good thing. Trump blew up the Republican Party. blew it up. You see, because we need people. Say what you want to say about Trump, and I wouldn't vote for Trump, and I would never vote for Trump. But you see, shout out to Mark Moses. Now here's the thing, Mark. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to address this. The Rust Belt. There's a lot of people. See, NAFTA. They're still tying NAFTA to Bill Clinton. See, and being married to Bill Clinton hurt Hillary. See, sometimes experience is not the best thing, and they were still on Bill Clinton about NAFTA, and a lot of people lost jobs over NAFTA. Now, Hillary Clinton made a speech one time. See, this is why, like down south, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, all those states voted for Trump because Hillary Clinton did not. She had a speech, and she said that she was going to shut the coal mines down. And y'all know, that song Coal Miner's Daughter and all of that stuff came from down that way, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, West Virginia, Virginia. She did incidentally win. North Carolina, South Carolina, all those states that she lost, that's what they do down there. So she made a speech saying that it wasn't about – see, this wasn't about mass incarceration because a lot of people don't care about that. They never went to jail. They don't care about mass incarceration. I'm addressing one of my listeners, Mark. Black people – it wasn't about black people. This election wasn't about us this time. It was about white people. It wasn't about us because there wasn't a black – there wasn't a black candidate, So it wasn't about us. A lot of people Obama, lots of disappointed folks out there felt like Barack Obama let us down. There's a lot of them. Half the hour. There's a lot of people who thought that Barack Obama let us down. Right. So, and it's not about mass incarceration. It's not about that. See, because white black people didn't make a difference in this election. We didn't make no difference. You all voted, so what? I voted for Hillary Clinton, because I felt it was my duty as an American to vote. And I came home already. I went back out. Well, the polling place was around the corner from my house, and nobody was there. So I was able to just go in there and vote. Okay? But Donald Trump resonated with his base. And his base were disaffected white people who had lost jobs, who were tired of the status quo, who wanted to hear something new. That was Donald Trump's base. It was white folks, disaffected white people who wanted to hear something new. Yes, a lot of them were race baiters. Yes, a lot of them were a lot of Donald Trump's people. These are the people who Donald Trump, the people who voted for Donald Trump are against illegal immigrants. They're against. I didn't say Rose. I didn't say Obama had anything to do with this election. He didn't have nothing to do with this election. But because white folks see, he didn't have Obama didn't. He wasn't running. He didn't have anything to do. I'm going to stop and I'm going to address this comment. Obama had nothing to do with this election. Right. In a way, he didn't. But see, this election, it was not just about Hillary Clinton. It was about Barack Obama, too. And the legacy. Now, what's Barack Obama wanted to pass the baton to Hillary Clinton because he knew that all that he had done wouldn't be undone. Hillary Clinton supported Obamacare. She supported Dodd-Frank. And all the other things that Barack Obama created while he was in office. And Barack Obama, he was clear about it. He wanted his legacy to live on. See, but everything that Barack Obama did is going to be wiped clean now. Dodd-Frank is gone. Obamacare is gone. A lot of the consumer protections and all these other things, banking regulations and all this stuff that Barack Obama did is going to be gone. So Barack Obama wanted Hillary Clinton to win so his legacy could be preserved. But now it's going to be like Barack Obama was never the president, because everything he did is going to be wiped away by Donald Trump. So like I said when I opened the program, all those of you who have Obamacare, you better find some other kind of medical insurance, because Obamacare is about to go the way of the slinky. You know, there ain't going to be no more Obamacare. And I feel bad. I'm not making light about this. I feel bad because there's millions of people who have Obamacare. But the other thing too, Obamacare was flawed. Obamacare, the premiums were going up. You know, a lot of the PPOs and the PMOs and all of those the people who run these mental not mental, the people who run these medical HMOs, they didn't want to have no parts of Obamacare. So a lot of them were raising the price so they can get rid of everybody. Or they were just separating themselves because it wasn't mandated. So they were separating themselves, EEO, whatever you want to call it. They separated themselves from Obamacare. So Obamacare was about to be gone anyway. So Barack Obama wanted his legacy to live on, and now his legacy ain't going to live on. Because everything that Barack Obama did is going to be ripped apart, because Donald Trump approved it. You know, he said what he's going to do. So, you know, Hillary had too many Achilles heels, and she didn't campaign the way she should have. She was very robotic. You know, she was very robotic. Right, Donnie. Right, he's absolutely right, Donnie. Donnie, what's up, man? What they did was Trump tied Hillary to Obama. So all the white folks who voted for Obama, because let's keep this clear now. Let's keep it real. Barack Obama was voted in by white folks. You know, white folks made Oprah a billionaire, and white folks put Barack Obama in office. And a lot of those white folks felt like Barack Obama let them down. A lot of those white folks who voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and then put him back in 2012 felt like they let Barack Obama let them down. So it wasn't so much and I'm addressing some comments that people have made. I'm addressing these comments. What Trump did was he successfully tied Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama, and those people who voted for Barack Obama in 2012 voted for Trump. Now, see, these are Democrats. See, because I don't have the statistics in front of me. I can look it up. More people who were registered Democrats voted for a Republican than registered Republicans voted for Democrats. So there was a lot of Democrats who was crossing the aisle and voting for Trump because they weren't satisfied with what Barack Obama was doing. He was on his way out anyway. So even though there wasn't much more he could do for anybody anyway, he was on his way out. So a lot of those people, instead of going with Hillary, because they felt like there would be four more years of Trump. Because 4 more years of Hillary would have been 4 more years of Obama. 4 more years of Hillary would have been 4 more years of Obama. So what happens? What they did was Trump and his team tied Hillary Clinton to Obama. And see, Hillary Clinton went out there and campaigned with Obama's mistake. Big mistake. She shouldn't have campaigned with Barack Obama. She shouldn't have. She might have been all right if she didn't tie herself to Barack Obama. That was, Barack Obama was an anchor that was weighing her down even more. And she shouldn't have went out there with Barack Obama. And it killed her. It killed her. Because it wasn't so much that it was a rejection of Hillary Clinton, it was a rejection of Barack Obama as well. And it was a straight-up repudiation of Barack Obama's legacy. Just, that's it. You know. Yeah, and see, and to address Rose's question, this isn't the worst thing. This is what she shouldn't have tied herself, right, Mark? She shouldn't have tied herself to Obama. So Obama was like the how you put something around, if you want to get rid of a body, you just put an anchor around it and throw it in the water and it sinks. When she tied herself to Barack Obama, that's when she began to sink. Because white folks are very disappointed with Barack Obama. There's a lot of black people who are disappointed with Barack Obama. And Barack Obama was cool, and he, you know, they was having sex in the White House again after 8 years of Bush and his mannequin wife. So, yeah, right. Obama was cool, but hope and change never came. Hope and change never came. And Barack Obama had 8 years to do it, and he didn't do it. Now, I love Barack Obama. You know, he's my president. He's still my president today. He'd be my president when he leaves. But Barack Obama didn't deliver the goods like he was supposed to. And there's a lot of black folks out there. And you listen to Minister Farrakhan, who I have a great deal of respect for, Minister Louis Farrakhan, who I love to hear speak. I wish I could go see him in Chicago if I'm ever out that way, who said that presidents, Barack Obama didn't do what he was supposed to. I just saw someone talked about Comey, and Jay, I'm going to skip break this time. I'll probably do it a little bit later on, because I have nothing on the board. Because you guys can't hear the commercial when I play it. But now with this Comey, see, that's another thing too, the Comey thing. But she should have been able to survive the Comey thing. If Trump can survive grabbing cookies, calling Mexicans, you know, Mexicans rapists, insulting a Gold Star family whose son, a Muslim family whose son had gotten killed in Afghanistan, and all these women coming forward and saying Trump raped them and all of this stuff. Trump even has a trial coming up for a rape of a 13-year-old girl with him and another billionaire who used to have these parties, allegedly. They used to have these parties. They used to have these parties, and what they would do was they would have young girls there. So that's coming up for Trump, even though he's the president now. They probably shove it under the rug now that he's president. All right, now, okay, yeah, Donnie, there was some obstruction to President Obama. Yes, there was. You know, but in the midterm elections, we had a chance to get a majority in the Senate and House. We did. And at the time, and when we did have one, we didn't use it. We didn't hold on to it. No. Well, you know, I don't see, because there was some obstruction. I'm talking about Donnie now. There was some obstruction to the president. Yes, there was, historically. But they said they were going to do that. They said that. And see, we had a popular Democratic president, but we couldn't get enough Democratic Congress people elected to office. We still can't. So I don't know if that's so much the Republicans' fault, because we're having trouble getting our people, our Democrats elected to Congress. We have a problem with that. And Barack Obama had a chance. Barack Obama did have a chance. We had a chance to. Yeah, they did. The Republicans did block a lot of things that Barack Obama wanted to do. But see, with the things that Barack Obama wanted to do, I mean, they couldn't block Obamacare. But Obamacare, they were like, oh, hell no, we're not having this Obamacare nonsense. And they couldn't block Obamacare. Obamacare went through. You had the Supreme Court. I mean, Obamacare went over to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, this is fine. You know, the Supreme Court rubber stamped it. So Barack Obama, for anybody, because do you think that if Barack Obama wanted to do something for – If Barack Obama didn't do enough for everybody, he just didn't. Okay. Yeah, and it's true that the Republicans had an agenda, and the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, the old senator from 1949, he's been up there forever, said that at the end of Barack Obama's first term, he said our major objective is blocking Barack Obama, whatever he wants to do. So the problem is that the Democrats did not take advantage of the because the Democrats at one time did have the majority. Democrats had the House, Democrats had the Senate, and you had a Democrat president. The Democrats did have during Barack Obama's terms, they did have the threesome. They did. But they lost it because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. They lost it. And that's when the Republicans took over. I skipped the breaks. Everybody, all the affiliates, the other stations, the Ron Kelly Show comes on. I skipped the break. So just got letting you guys know, if you want to break off and do your break, go right ahead. And I'll be here when you get back. Now, Barack Obama didn't do enough for anybody. And like I said, a minute ago, before I went to the station identification, it's the Ron Kelly Show and it's on Blog Talk Radio. Barack Obama, when he had the Senate and the House, lost it. They lost it. Because it was one time in Barack Obama's presidency where you had a Democratic president, you had a Democratic Senate, and you had a Democratic Congress. Straight through. They lost it. Because they wasn't doing what they were supposed to do, and they lost it. Now, the Republicans didn't have nothing to do with that. They had a better ground game. They had a better they got themselves elected because the Democrats had been so bad. The Democrats had been so bad that they lost the majority that they had. They lost it. They lost it. Their midterm elections in 2010, I believe it was, and they lost it. Because people started voting for Republicans instead of Democrats. So we can't blame everything on white people. We can't. See, now, and Donnie, I hear you on that. I understand what you're saying. Rose, see, yeah, I don't know about that. I can't confirm or deny that about the HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities. I can't like confirm or deny that. But this is time for black folks, right? Because we are like a lost species right here, right now. Lost. And it's time for black folks to take a stand for ourselves. Because we just floating in the wind, you know, we're like a boat out at sea with no engine and no direction, just out there floating around. That's what black folks are doing right now. See, this election right here should have been a wake-up call for black folks. It should have been a wake-up call because we just floating around and we ain't doing nothing, running around having these award ceremonies and patting each other on the back for people who ain't done squat. Nothing. Every time I turn around, there's an award ceremony. What the hell are you getting an award for? What did you do? People getting killed in urban areas. You know, the dropout rate is still high. All kinds of stuff going on. Homelessness, drug abuse. And the people out here getting awards, dressing up or getting all gussied up for an effing award, and you haven't done squat. It's time to stop giving the awards out. It's time to stop with these award ceremonies. What the hell are you getting an award for? This should have been a wake-up call. This should have been a wake-up call for black folks. Because what's going to happen is Latinos, shout out to my brother Carlos, who just joined us a few minutes ago. Black, white people want to replace blacks with Latinos. You better snap out of it. This is where this country is going. White, and I'm not talking about all white people, but there are white folks, the powers that be, that want to replace black folks with Latinos. Because rather than dancing off our music and watching us run up and down the court or the basketball field or the football field, black folks have lost their usefulness in America. Lost it. because of all that's going on. What's up, Carlos? Love you, man. Black folks have lost their usefulness in America. And now, and I'm not kicking the Latinos back. And I got my Latino people who I'm cool with. We are very cool. But the white man is trying to replace black folks with Latinos. So they're trying to leapfrog Latino people over us. And we still don't get it. We still don't get it. You're sitting around on Facebook popping. I can't curse because I got affiliates and other stations that are listening to broadcast the Ron Kelly show. Shout out to everybody. the Tan Network down in Florida, as a matter of fact, broadcasting Ron Kelly show. Shout out to everybody down there. But yeah, white folks have given up on us. They're like, them Negroes, they're never going to get it together. So we might as well find somebody else to put it in their place. And that's exactly what's going on. These races, these local races, where more and more Latinos are being brought into the system. One day there's going to be a Latino president. And we still sitting around like pointing fingers. Now, this wall stuff, there ain't going to be no wall. There ain't going to be no wall. It's about 11 minutes to the program. It's 7:49. 11 minutes before the hour, I should say, because it's short in other time zones. But there ain't going to be no wall. The wall is going to be in front of us. That's what that wall is for. It's going to be for us. That wall is going to be put up in front of us if we don't get our act together. Because you look around the United States of America, and the only places where you see gun violence and all this is in our neighborhoods. That's the only place you see gun violence, in the black neighborhoods. Now, yeah, there's a crooked court system, and yes, there are cracks in the how law is enforced. Absolutely. But until we get it together, this stuff is never going to be fixed because we keep going through the merry-go-round of the system. Black folks, besides being drafted by the NBA or the NFL or shaking your booty on the dance floor or whatever, or Jay-Z, Beyonce, whatever, shout out to them. I'm not trying to kick their backs in. But other than that, black folks have gone backwards. Back to the step and fetch it days where we would be tap dancing and people would be like, wow, they tap dance so well. Look at those black guys go. You know, and now we're on the football field. Oh, wow, the circus cat. Circus? What you mean circus? Circus is for animals. What the hell is a circus catch? Was a freaky athlete. Freaky? That's normal to us. It's normal for us to be able to make a one-handed grab. It's normal for us to do the things we do. Because we have superior athleticism to every other race. But we got to get it together because that wall ain't for the Mexicans. That wall is for us. They're going to start building walls around our neighborhoods just like they did in Escape from New York, where they built a wall around New York and just made it a prison so nobody can get out. And if you try to get out, they shot you. Straight up. So we got to get it together, black people. We got to get it together because that wall is for us. I don't know if if I was getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars, Mark, and you wanted to say I was corny, you can go right ahead, brother, because I wouldn't see nor hear you like they don't hear us. But we got to get it together. You know, this election should be a wake-up call to black folks. Wake call. These people are serious. If Trump didn't win, they were serious about going out and doing what they needed to do. But I sure was like, well, you know what? I gotta do too. So I'm gonna protect myself. But this election, we once again, the folks, they didn't even really pay that much attention to the vote this time. They didn't even pay attention to us. How many times did Hillary come to Newark? Never. Hillary didn't even campaign in New York. She spent all her time in battleground states. Trump spent all his time in the battleground states. What'd that tell you? Hillary went to Philadelphia. What the hell she do? She lives in New York. What's she doing in Philadelphia? She was in Philadelphia because she was trying to get the vote in Pennsylvania. That's why she was in Philadelphia. New Jersey didn't really mean nothing to her or Trump. They were trying to get those battleground states, Ohio, and all those states. Yeah, I did see the coverage of the police getting killed. You know, shout out to the families. Killing police is not going to help us. You know, it's just revenge. Plus 7 minutes left to the program. It's just revenge. That's not going to help us. Killing police officers. If I get through the academy next year, I'm going to be out there. And I sure don't want nobody shooting at me. And I didn't do nothing to you. You know, we got to start fixing these things from the inside. We got to fix it from the inside. We you know, black folk, we got the NAACP, we got Urban League, we got Al Sharpton National Action Network, we got this, we got that. Everybody's working separately. In Patterson, where I used to live, you got She's Fire, and then you got this one, you got that one, you got the other one, you got the 5%ers, you got the King, whatever, whatever. Everybody's working separately. And that's why we can't get it together, because we're not working together. Education is just part of it. It's a system that we need to put together. Black folks need to put, we got to use money. Look at some ethnic groups. I'm not going to say which ones. We got plenty of money. They're the only, let's take the Jews, for example. Yeah, I am going to mention them. Let's take the Jews, for example. The Jews, now we have allies overseas, right? For the last couple minutes of the show, it's about 6 minutes left. We have allies. Great Britain, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, all of these places. But if you don't mention Israel, you're finished. You're finished. Israel doesn't do anything for us. Israel has no gross national product. They don't have an export. They don't do nothing. It's just where they are. But see, Jews have money. They know that money runs America. And they got plenty of it to go around. So if you're running for when most people, when they're running for office, you better mention the Jews. If you're running for president, you better mention the Jews. If you're running for Congress, you better mention the Jews. Senate, statewide or nationwide office, you better mention the Jews. You better be a friend of Israel, because if you don't, guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose. That's why we got Jewish holidays where the schools close. It's supposed to be a separation of church and state. The school's not supposed to close for religious observances, but it does, only for Jews. Nobody else. And I'm not saying that they're wrong. This is what we've allowed. They know what runs America. What runs America is money. Money, America is a capitalistic system. It was born that way. So people wonder why the people scratch each other's back and make it millions and Hillary Clinton, Clinton Foundation, all this stuff. The country was born on that stuff. That's the bedrock of America, the dollar bill. So don't be all caught up and surprised if don't get all surprised because people are passed around millions and millions of dollars. I go to work every day and I'm like, man, I could be doing something else because there's a lot of money out here. And I go to work every day. I feel like I'm wasting my time, you know, because there's millions of dollars in America that can be made. So we got to get it together. Money, America, you know, black people, for example, and I'm not just saying about black people have over $1 trillion worth of buying power. But we buy Lexuses. We buy Beamers, we buy Hummers, we want to wear Gators, and, you know, we want to have the finest ride, and we want the nicest house, the nicest clothes. Instead, that's what we want. That's what we want. We don't want to, we need to pool them resources together. $1 trillion is a lot of money. I mean, I know I need a phone. I have an AT. I'm with AT&T. What if everybody, every black person just dropped AT&T? Boom. Don't you think they would notice? You know what I'm saying? Everybody stopped using Chase, for example. I like Chase. They never charged me a dime. I didn't keep my money there for years. But if everybody just yanked their money out of there, don't you think they would notice? Yeah, they would notice. You want to affect the company? You want to affect change? Take your money, and you'll see a change. Take your money. We ain't doing that. We out here sniping on each other, stabbing each other in the back, trying to sleep with each other's woman, you know, killing each other. I got rid of my convertible. I like my little convertible. I couldn't even, some neighborhoods, I couldn't even ride it with the top down. I had the top up and have other various things in the car to protect myself and when I went in certain neighborhoods. My own neighborhoods, my own black neighborhood, my black brothers, I had to watch out for it. They might kill me and take my car. It's ridiculous. I live in a white neighborhood now for the most part. I don't worry about nothing. Because white folks will tell you where they at. They don't like you. They'll show you they don't like you. At least I know. No surprises. I'm fine with that. Everybody ain't going to like you. But there's about a minute and a half left to the program. Ron Kelly Show. I mean, I don't know if I want to do this show every day. Producing a radio show every day is very, very hard work, especially when you have to work. So I have to make a decision on that. But until that happens, I'll do the show every Wednesday from now on, Wednesday, 7 o'clock. But yeah, we think that's right. That's right. We think material stuff. We think because there's power in guns. There's power in cars. We use material things to make us feel better about ourselves, to make us feel superior to other people. Like, I got a brand new car. I just bought it. I bought it in July, a brand new pickup truck. But I bought it because I wanted it. I didn't buy it because to impress anybody. Because guess what? I'm going to say this and I'm going to close up out of here. If you buy a car to impress somebody, they're only going to be impressed once when they see it once. Now, so you get that one good impression, but guess what? Month after month after month for the next 7 years, you're going to have to keep paying for that one impression. Okay? So there's about 30 seconds left of the program. Thank you all. Thank you, everybody. Love all of y'all. Appreciate you listening to the Ron Kelly Show. You know I've been doing this for a minute, and I'm determined to replace Steve Harvey one day because he's about to leave anyway. And I would love to get that spot. Anyway, thank you all. There's about 20 seconds left of the program, so we'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Until everybody, take care. Thank you, thank you, thank you for engaging me here on Facebook Live. The Ron Kelly Show archive is on blogtalkradio.com, and it's on Spreaker and SoundCloud. So until next time, everybody, take care. I'm out of here.